and a community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and focusing again on Friends of the Library programs and spokesman, board member, and just all-around library person, Connie Lavoie. You brought a friend along, but let's just start off Friends of the Library. You're a group of citizens that are there to help promote our library and raise money to help benefit library programs.
Right. We have a volunteer board, and we raise money through the library, the bookstore in the library, which is now open whenever the library is open. And it's all, everything that we earn from the bookstore goes to the Friends of the Library. We're a nonprofit, and then we give that back to the library by purchasing things that they might not be able to get otherwise. So we're, the programs we always do are a Battle of the Books, the Creative the Lego Creative Contest, and the Summer Reading Program, and we often do book club kits and just whatever the library would like to have. We supplement their what they have, the resources they have, and it's great fun, really.
Speaking of the Lego Contest, of course, that's coming up on the 27th. Everybody from, let's see, kindergarten through fourth grade, fifth grade through eighth grade, ninth grade and up. That includes adults. And the 27th, that would be, I believe, a Saturday morning. Drop your items off between 9 and 11.
And after the contest, they display the creations, the Lego creations, and they are amazing. I mean, the one I remember was, it was like a life-size guitar that they made. Just amazing. And they have so much fun, the kids and their parents, doing that.
So we're going to head to the library, investigate the book sale, and benefit
right.
our library.
Always, always.
I believe was last week National Libraries Week. No, that doesn't sound right. But
Charlie,
anyway.
You know more than I do. If you say it was, I believe you.
I know that. I will look that up. Now that I think about it, I remember I was on the library's website looking for something else, and I noticed a weekly observance, but I don't remember right now what it said.
Right.
Well, we're talking about book reviews this morning primarily.
Well,
right?
First, I just wanted to say something about the program we had last night.
Sure.
Because every year we have the Creative Writing Awards Ceremony, along with a little brief annual meeting. And it's just always really fun for me because the writers have, you know, submitted their work and put themselves out there. And then the winners are announced and they're happy. And, you know, it's so great to see how they feel about having their work recognized as having merit. And their family members come and their friends. And so we probably had about 60 people last night. But it's really kind of a celebration of writing. And Heather Davis was our keynote speaker. And, of course, she was great.
Mm-hmm.
She was just great. So I just wanted to mention that. And the grand prize winner was Hadley Davis. And so just wanted to mention that before we talk about the book reviews.
But so now you have roughly a year to prepare your compositions for next year.
That's right. Yes. And we want more entries. We always want more people to submit their work because the whole purpose is to encourage writing. And, you know, sometimes we can be a little reluctant to put our work out there.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some courage to do that. So they have plenty of time. December 1st is when the time opens when you can submit your entries. December 1st to February 1st, that's the deadline. And that gives us time to do the judging and get ready for the April celebration.
And you're looking at basically any form of writing, poetry, prose,
yes.
Fiction, nonfiction.
And there's a category for children's literature. It must be unpublished writing. It needs to be original, unpublished.
And that counts even, I mean, now with social media, published can mean a whole different thing than it used to.
Yes,
if I put it on a personal blog, did I publish it and violate the rules?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Put it on Facebook?
I mean,
or are we using the traditional term published as in a bound book?
We do check for plagiarism by Googling, and so I think that would be a judgment then about, you know, I think if it's on Facebook, if it's out there, but it's more of being concerned about somebody submitting something with their name on it that has been submitted before with someone else's name on it. I think that's where we pretty much...
Okay. Didn't mean to open up a can of worms.
No, it is kind of a
question.
Big issue.
Sure.
What was the winning genre? What did she win in?
I believe it was fiction. The Sorrows of Hera and Santiago. The Beautiful Sorrows of Hera and Santiago.
It was
Isn't
a short story.
You guys are asking me questions
sorry.
I can't answer.
Should have prepared.
Because what
you.
Happens is I get the entries, but I don't read them or anything because I'm not a judge. And I assign numbers to them, and then they go out and they come back, and I'm so busy getting ready for the thing that I don't read them until later. But that brings up something because we have an anthology with the first and second place winners. It's in the library. You go to the reference desk. So anybody can see the writing of the winners, and it's really great.
Since you've already heard her voice, let me bring Mary O'Toole in on the conversation.
Yes,
Mary, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. And I know that a lot of what we're talking about this morning will be your work, but I just wanted to, Connie frequently is the voice that I hear for the library, so I wanted to start with her. But thanks for coming in, Mary. Appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure. I've been here once before, and
right. It's
still a pleasure.
Well, thank you for coming in. And again, we're talking about Friends of the Library and all their works. And so just spinning off of last night's again without opening up a whole other dissertation. But you know, now would be a great time for somebody to start thinking about that writing project. Again, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, poetry, prose, children's literature, whatever category.
Right.
Because it does take a time to put out something that you really want to be proud of and enter it. Now, it takes work.
Another thing is it's always good to read well-written books and going to the book reviews, the book sandwiched in, is also another way to, just feed your brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll get to that, I guess, as we move along here, because that's our main topic of conversation is the books sandwiched in, mm-hmm. which is a great, using the term sandwich as in a lunch hour event.
Yeah.
And if you choose to bring a sandwich, I guess that works too.
Yes, you can, and because it's from noon to one. So the idea being that if people were working theoretically, they could go to the library and bring their sandwich and get back to work.
Okay, we're going to take a break just a little bit early in the program and talk with the book and author thereof, Mary O'Toole, when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, talking Friends of the Library, Connie Lavoie, and book reviewer Mary O'Toole. And Connie, just because the history of how Mary got chosen for this particular review, let me ask you to kind of give us a little bit of a preference on it.
This is a no-brainer because Mary has been doing reviews for Book Sandwiched In for I don't know how long, and she has a following. She has a following. People will come to hear her even if they don't care about the book. So we always ask Mary.
Well, Mary, it sounds like you're getting the buildup of the local Leonard Maltin or whatever as far as...
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on just the respect that you've obtained over the years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
but the book that we're talking about this morning, again, I'll let you introduce that, but it is The Library Book.
Imagine that.
Yeah. How neat. Susan Orlean. I'm not familiar with Susan, but...
I am not either. She has written several things, including one title that I recognize, but no, I've never read any of her stuff. I don't know anything about her. I got this book as a gift. I was just telling Connie, I hope I don't reveal too much here, but the person who gave it to me is my daughter's boyfriend, and I do believe his reason for giving it to me, he's trying to win me over.
That would be one good way. Find a way that the
succeeding.
Potential mother-in-law...
I don't think that will happen.
Okay.
But I don't know him very well. But he's doing everything he can to win her father and me over. Anyway, I won't say any more about that.
No, I'm going to say, that's as far as we need to cover on the air.
That's right.
but as far as the book, that's how you chose the book.
He gave it to me, and I had started reading it, and I thought, The Library Book, what a perfect book to review at the library.
Sure.
And people who come to the review, obviously they're interested in books. They're supporters of the library in most cases. And I thought, this is a perfect match. We'll see how it works out.
Okay. the book, just as I don't know how large the print is, but I would guesstimate what I'm seeing as far as it's roughly an inch thick. Something in around 200 pages would be my guess.
I hadn't counted the pages, but it's about 300.
Okay.
Just about exactly.
Okay.
And there are illustrations. I'll tell you a little bit about it without giving too much away because I would like people to come and hear the rest of the story.
That's the reason we can do the Paul Harvey thing downtown with the book. But
anyway, it's got several parts. It begins with a history of the Los Angeles Public Library, which in 1986 had a disastrous fire, mm-hmm. which destroyed 500,000 books. 500,000 books. And damaged another 500,000 or more. Just a disastrous, I can't compare it to Notre Dame Cathedral, but to the Angelenos, it was similar.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
This wonderful structure burning down that had been there for decades. The author talks about that, the actual day of the fire, all the particulars, the newspaper stories, the assessed damage and all that sort of thing. And then the book goes into a history of libraries in general. They were way, way back before there were even books, mm-hmm. documents, scrolls, all that sort of thing, old time, old fashioned incunabula, were kept in libraries. And as we all know, probably the only thing we all know about Alexandria was that their library, which contained pre-book mm-hmm. materials, burned to the ground in like 640 or something, or BC.
Right.
You know, a long time ago. And she goes into a history then of libraries, which is also very interesting. And then she segues into a mystery story, whodunit. And they have a suspect that they've had ever since it happened, for decades. They could never pin it on him, but they were all sure he had done it. Mm-hmm. And then it's a mystery story.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes several compartments, you know, the actual history of the fire, history of libraries in general, and then this mystery, which was never solved.
So, and this is a work of nonfiction all the way through then?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I usually review fiction, actually. But last year and this year, I'm kind of getting out of that mode. The problem with reviewing fiction, which I do most of the time, is not to stand there and recite the plot. You've got to do something different.
Sure.
You bore people blind.
Well, a review, yes, sir. You need to be commenting on the plot, I would think, in any review.
Sure, you have to give some information.
You're coming down to at least evaluating how good a storyteller, fiction or non-fiction, that the author is.
That's right.
Did it hold your interest, or did you want to put it down the first four pages and say, forget it, I don't like this book?
I wouldn't be reviewing it if I put it down after four pages. No, I was intrigued by it. And she tells a good story. She's a good writer. I'm not familiar with her, but I will be now. And she's just a good writer, so she captures your interest immediately. And she holds it throughout the book. I'm not quite finished with it, but I have a good grip on it. And I still have another 4 weeks, so...
Okay.
Well, then I'll finish it and write the review.
You will be well prepared.
I am always well prepared. I never wing it, ever.
And in the process of your reviews, then, again, are there specific points as far as if you were writing a generic outline of a Mary O'Toole review, how do you tell your review?
Well, it depends upon whether it's fiction or nonfiction.
Okay.
Nonfiction is easier to review, I think, because it's nonfiction and it tells its own story and... you pick out the salient points and you go on. Fiction's harder to review because, as I said, if you stand there and just recite the plot, people are going to be nodding off, and I hate to see that happen. It rarely happens, but you never know.
Sure. It's also because they either haven't eaten yet or they've only eaten as a light lunch. You're not having to worry about, what kind of a dinner did they go out to, and maybe a glass of wine prior to the whole thing,
They used to sell, do they still sell sandwiches?
No. People can bring them.
Yeah, people
and we have
bring
a table
sandwiches,
they
but they used to sell sandwiches.
Yes, they did.
Ago, and people would sit there munching and having their coffee or whatever, and it was lunch hour, and it was a great way to spend your lunch hour.
Sure was.
And people still come from the work, and they go back after work, but mostly it's retired people, and... they sometimes eat their lunch, sometimes they go out for lunch after and make it a big day, a wonderful day. But it's a valuable series.
It's really just a
wonderful series, and it's been going on forever and a day. I believe it was started soon after I came here in the late 70s by a woman named Betty Hardin, mm-hmm. who knew that they had a book sandwiched in Tulsa, and she wanted to start one here in Bartlesville. So at the time, I didn't think of myself, but I helped her find a reviewer from the University of Tulsa, where I spent many years as a student and as a worker. And it kicked it off, and it's been going ever since. This was late 70s, early 80s, maybe.
Are there books that if you had your first choice as far as books to review that you just haven't been able to put together a review for, maybe a favorite that you just have read three or four or six or eight times?
Yes, and one or two of those I have reviewed because I get to make the choice, mm-hmm. I was reviewing for some other group, and I won't even mention that, and they chose the book. Well,
yeah. Well, if I can see that is if you're a reviewer and you're out as seeing a public performance, a play, something of work, a theater, whatever, they chose the work. You just have to review, their presentation.
Yes.
Of I don't care, Mousetrap or whatever.
Yes, yeah. Well, I've reviewed a couple books for OK Mozart. Most of them about Mozart. I've reviewed his biography and things like that. But I was asked one year to review a book about Quanta Parker, the Comanche chief.
Mm-hmm.
What does this have to do with Mozart? which I said in my review, do I have to stop now? I see you.
No, I'm just rearranging a couple things. We are getting close, but I just believe.
Okay, anyway, yeah. I said in my review, you'll enjoy this review because it's interesting, but it has nothing to do with Mozart because the Comanches knew nothing about Mozart.
Sure.
And Mozart, sure as the devil, didn't know anything about the Comanches.
And without saying anything about the two differing, tastes and even musical forms, most Native American music is not the diatonic scale. It's just, based on different musical forms all the way around.
Well, it is, and apparently the Comanches, I learned a lot from the book and enjoyed it. It was bloody, though, because all the Comanches did was go out and raid other tribes and white settlements and everything, and they didn't really even have any music. Mm-hmm. They had no other culture except raid and pillage and...
Anyway,
I won't go into that. I'll make all the Comanches angry.
On Book Sandwiched In, Mary O'Toole will be reviewing Library Book coming up on the 29th, or is it 25th? Excuse me, it's on the 25th.
Well, on the 20th, it's a little confusing. Okay. My notes there that I gave you. On the 25th, this coming Thursday, I will actually be reviewing for Book Sandwiched In The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. Originally, we had another reviewer, and so I'm just subbing.
Okay.
And then the last week, the last Thursday, is Mary's review of the
in
library
May.
Book. In May. Did yeah. I say May? In May. Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's right. May. We're May 30th.
So we do this yeah. series okay. every March, April, and May, and Mary's always got the May spot. And we usually use people in the community who are passionate about the book. You don't want to, I understand, you don't want to review a book if you felt lukewarm about
it. Well, and that is our community connection. You are invited to both the April 25th and May 30th events and The Overcomers, brought to you by Brian Little, Haley and Kent, CPA.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In Tanzania, days after Andrew